Welcome to PvP, Pitch Versus Pitch, the show where three guys who have never made a video game before pitch each other video game ideas on inconceivable topics in search of validation. I'm Chris, producer at large here at Watch Mojo. With me is
Dan. I run Mojo Plays, and I mispronounce things in the video game videos.
And joining us also today is Mr. Max Letts, writer, graphic designer extraordinaire. Welcome, Max.
Thank you.
I believe that, Max, you've prepared some art for your pitches today. Is that correct?
Yeah, I drew some sketches on some napkins, and I got that ready for you.
Perfect. We'll be showing those napkins later. If you're listening on the podcast, we'll do our best to describe them so that you don't, you know, miss out. But you should definitely watch the video at youtube.com/mojoplays. On the agenda today, we have pitches for Tom Cruise, Godzilla, and our lightning round is Stephen King. That's a bonus round.
Right.
Here we go. First, I want to know what we've been playing recently. Dan, what have you been playing?
I'm back on my old bullshit. I've been playing a lot of PUBG.
Still. Grinding.
I'm grinding away at it. I'm kind of putting down Kingdom Come. I think for the entirety of the five episodes we've shot, I've been playing Kingdom Come. I just kind of got to the point where, like, I don't feel like the game... I've lost faith that the game can impress me or show me something new. Mm. And the base level that I'm working at just isn't really doing it for me. Also, the big set pieces really fall apart. A lot of comparisons to Skyrim have been made with that game. And if anyone's ever done, like, the Civil War quests in Skyrim, you know that those set pieces are not exactly the most impressive. Like, the janky characters are moving against each other. And the battles in this are exactly the same. Like, they're just, like, just a lot of janky NPCs, like, whoa. And then there's clearly stock sound of, like, battle happening, and you're like, yeah, but I see all the people in play here, so I don't really need... Anyway, I liked the game. If you like those... Anyway, I've talked too long. That's what I'm playing.
All right. Max, what are you playing?
I just picked up Mario Odyssey for the Switch. Awesome game. Addicted to it. There's Cappy. What's it, Cappy?
Cappy.
Right.
Zabba Zabba.
That's him.
Yeah.
And I'm at the Snow Kingdom, and it's super hard. I don't know how to get out, but I'll figure it out.
I haven't played Mario Odyssey, but I know that in other games I've played, when I get really into the game, like if in this game, say, you kill birds to collect feathers to make arrows, every time I see a bird, I'm like, ooh, 25 feathers. No, I'm not in the game. Do you ever, like, want to throw your hat at things and be like, I'm that guy now?
Well, I often do that, and then people will call me insane and tell me to leave, but it's a sort of a reflex now.
Oh, you mean in real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Oh, I see. After playing Metal Gear Solid The Phantom Pain, I was always looking at shipping containers and being like, oh, that's a quick extraction for me if I can just hop on top of that shipping container. Oh, no, wait. Like, I would always be like, oh, I gotta remember that's there so I can get out of here quickly.
No. Is that why you threw the hat onto the table? You want to be the table?
I want to be the table so I can hold all of our stuff.
That's
something I'm experimenting with.
That's a strange ambition, but who am I to stand in your way? Let's start out with Tom Cruise. Dan, what do you got for Tom Cruise?
I got Tom Cruise, Shadow of Miscavige.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's essentially Shadow of Mordor, but instead of Mordor, it's Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And you are trying to, and it's Scientology that you're spreading instead of, like, goodness and death, essentially. I know goodness and death don't really go together, but you're essentially, you know, in Shadow of Mordor, your mission, or also in Shadow of War, is to take over this whole region and convert all of the people to your side. So I think that would be a pretty good fit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're running around Hollywood, like, I think modeling it after Shadow of Mordor, which is essentially modeled after Assassin's Creed, would be a good framework. I think Tom Cruise jumping across rooftops, breaking his ankle, would be great. So, like in Mordor, you can kill or convert your enemies. Your enemies, by the way, are, you know, the Writers Guild, Catholic Church, Union of Psychiatrists, and Leia Remini, obviously. But you can kill or convert them. So you can convert them to Scientology, and then they become your captains in your ongoing war to take over Hollywood.
Sweet. Yeah. They become part of Sea Org.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Oh, man. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. And so... What is the mechanic of, like, converting them or defeating them? How does that work? Is it just fighting? Is there dialogue trees?
I think it's exceedingly violent.
Okay.
So you're definitely fighting the crap out of these people. But I don't know if you've seen how it looks in Mordor when you're possessing someone, but you essentially, like, grab them by the face and they're like... Okay. And then they like get converted to your shit. So I think that would work really well if Tom Cruise was grabbing people by the face and converting them to Scientology, because I think that's actually how it works.
I mean, if he did that to me, I'd do whatever he said.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, you're trying to up your thetan level, mm-hmm. or get rid of your thetan level. I'm actually not sure how that part of Scientology works.
Me neither.
But anyway, you're trying to get to a proper thetan level to take over all of Hollywood.
I think you want to be a thetan.
Yeah?
I think.
No, I think thetans are like those spirits from...
They're like midichlorians, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, okay. Whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, in Scientology, they do e-meter readings?
Yeah, exactly.
Where they hold the thing and so then maybe you talk you to someone, like, it's like a really primitive lie detector?
Slam the e-meters into the side of someone's head.
I see. E-meters are weapons. Okay, yeah.
Well, I see a lot of potential for monetization here if mm-hmm. we want to move into that part of our pitches, mm-hmm. because not only has Tom Cruise been in a wide variety of movies with a large variety of weapons, which you could all have access to, but you could get different costumes. Mm-hmm. So you can get like his Top Gun costume.
Right.
You could get his Last Samurai costume. A lot of cool stuff there. Little DLC packs that you can add.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially if like in that other game that you referenced a few weeks back, Mickey's Adventure.
Yeah.
Where he puts on different costumes
right.
and has different
to do
powers.
Different things.
Maybe he's kind of like that. That's a fun mechanic.
I like it.
Yep. Does L. Ron Hubbard play into this at all?
He's sort of like the eye of, like, well, okay, so in Mordor, you're mm-hmm. never, well, you do fight Sauron directly, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, he's just sort of like a presence that everyone refers to kind of in the background, mm. and that, like, those in the know who you're talking about, but it's sort of more of just like a referential.
He's part of the lore.
Exactly.
Okay.
He's key to the lore,
yeah.
but not a direct player in the game.
Mm. What about Miscavige? What's his role in this?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Is he Sauron?
You're preparing for his return, because he's kind of, or perhaps the return of his wife, who may or may not be actually dead.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No That's one's dark. Seen David Miscavige's wife for years. Oh.
Okay, so is there like some sort of like inciting incident for the story?
I'm going to
like,
be perfectly honest. I brought in Miscavige because I couldn't think of Shadow of...
No, blank. it's
Shadow
a great
of
title.
Hubbard, maybe, doesn't it?
It's a great title. I think it's a title that, like, we should change the game to make the title work.
Right, right? Okay, fair.
So if we thought the title should be, you know, Shadow of Cabbage, we'd put Cabbage in there, but Miscavige is a good title.
Right.
Given everything. So maybe there's, like, an inciting incident where he has, like, ascended to some other plane.
Right,
or...
and now you have to take his place, so you have to conquer all of Hollywood to make yourself worthy of taking his place.
Right.
You're living in his shadow, really.
Shadow.
Oh,
right.
Okay, now it makes
there we
sense.
Go. Oh, baby, this is coming together.
That's Cracked it. Because if you fail, then you like lose control of the followers that do exist.
Right, and right. you know, you can lay siege to certain strongholds in Hollywood, like Ooh. You know, Universal Studios. Oh, wait, that's in Florida.
But there could be like the Magician's Castle, maybe.
Yeah, or the Chinese Theater.
Yeah, Chinese Theater. That makes a lot of sense.
The Hollywood more, sign.
Hollywood sign. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that idea. Max, do you have any questions?
I mean, do you have any magical powers aside from like mind control?
I mean, you are Tom Cruise, so you have all the magical powers that Tom Cruise has.
Fair enough.
So he's a talented dude.
It's true. So, I don't know if you guys have noticed this before, read anything about this, but like, Tom Cruise isn't in any video games. Like, the games that have been made of his movies, mm-hmm. they go out of their way
to not be about Tom Cruise.
To make it not look like him. So he doesn't allow even his image on the box art, you know?
So he's a bit like God in certain religions where you don't want to make an image of him that's not him. Like, it's sacrilegious
Maybe.
To have.
Graven images.
Right.
But the point is that there's a that leads to like a double punch for this game. Because one, if there's any project that Tom is going to like lend his image to, it's one where he's spreading the gospel of LRH.
Scientology, yeah.
And two, this is great for Tom Cruise fans because it's an homage to every single movie he's done through these costumes.
Correct.
Right? Green light.
Green light also.
Sweet! Dan gets the green light for Shadow of Miscavige.
One of the cool DLC weapons would be Doom, his pool cue. from Color of Money.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to get that. Nice. Just wanted to get that reference in there.
You stab people with it, or like whack them over?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And so we'll like take it apart and stab people twice. Oh, like lots awesome. Of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Lots of cool stuff.
So he's beating people into submission as opposed to controlling their minds.
Yes, and killing them.
Okay.
One is the path to the other.
Yeah, you have to rough people up before you can dominate them in Mordor.
Right? I wish I could green light this more. But
yeah.
Green light.
It's pretty sweet, eh? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So here's what I got. I got two of them. And I'm gonna give you both, but you can only green light one. You can't red light any of them. they're quick though.
Okay.
Quick.
Okay.
I'm quick. Compensating. So first one is called Cruisin' USA.
Nice.
That took me a second.
It's a game for Xbox Kinect. Or doesn't PlayStation have a similar thing?
PlayStation Move.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, but both of these things are defunct. But for the purpose of this pitch.
They're still alive. So it's a game for Xbox Kinect. Here's the story. Tom Cruise has just been elected president.
Whoa.
You play as Tom on a cross-country victory lap tour. Each stage is like at a rally, and at each rally the crowd demands that you reenact some of your most famous scenes. So it's kind of like in Just Dance. You
gotta
follow
cool.
the things. But you have to do like some of his famous movements, you know, like running with karate chop hands, sliding across the floor in your socks like in Risky Business, twirling a pool cue like in The Color of Money.
Breaking your ankle like in that new Mission Impossible
breaking
thing.
Your ankle, flipping flare bottles like in Cocktail, dancing like Les Grossman. There's lots. I mean, I could name like three others from Magnolia alone. Like
yeah.
Iconic movements. You don't remember this until like you start thinking about it and looking through them. And of course, couch jumping. There'd be a lot of couch jumping.
Yeah,
there'd be a lot of that.
Maybe you could have like a mini game between levels is like test your might, like jumping on the couch.
I like that. That's all I got for that one. It feels a bit thin, which is why I moved on to a second one. Or any comments about that?
I actually love it.
Yeah?
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Are you also pitching the rebirth of the Kinect?
that's
going to go into like my.
This is
going to
be a system seller, so I think it's right up there.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
it's worth it. I mean, you know, Rare couldn't do it, but this will.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Get that hardware in there.
That's it.
Hardware sales are good.
Okay, so there's that one, and then there's also the second one called Tom Find. It's a VR game. Did you guys know that in is it Leia or Leia Remini? Anyway,
I think it's Leia, but
in Leia Remini's book.
All right. Well,
I think it
was on King of Queens.
Oh, yeah.
In Miss Ramini's book, Troublemaker, she tells a story about being at Tom Cruise's house along with Will Smith and some other people, and he wants to play hide and seek at his house, like with a group of adults. She's like, no, I don't want to. I'm wearing stiletto Jimmy Choo's. And she's like, he's like, great, you're it, tag. And he runs off.
Well, she sounds like the bad guy in this situation.
Right.
Who doesn't want to play hide and seek?
Yeah, I'm not. I really enjoyed that documentary. And what she went through was terrible. But who doesn't want to play hide and seek?
Yeah.
Come on, Leah.
So it's like this is at like a 7,000 square foot house on 3 acres of land, you know?
So that could last for days.
It could. Sweet. It could.
I want to play that game.
Right.
That's
what I thought.
What it is? Oh, okay.
I heard the anecdote.
Yeah.
This is called Tom Find.
Great.
So it's a hide and seek game on Cruise's compound of mystery. Right? Behind every door is a strange oddity that exposes a heretofore undiscovered layer of complexity and awkwardness to Tom Cruise.
Katie Holmes' skeleton.
Oh, that's right. Katie Holmes' skeleton, like cloning tanks. Yeah, there could be lots of stuff. You get to play as one of his celebrity friends like Will Smith or David Beckham.
Is Will Smith a confirmed Scientologist? I hate to do this on the podcast.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not judging.
No, me neither.
I got no judgment. But
sorry to derail you.
That's okay. I don't know if David Beckham is, but they're buddies.
Oh, anyway. Allow me to judge.
Okay, Dan, you do that.
Judge yes or no?
No.
So the game is a VR experience, and so each time you play it, you don't really know what the feeling of it is going to be, right? If it depends on Tom's mood, right? You see Tom at the beginning, and he's like, "Let's play tag," and he could be like, "Let's play tag! It's so fun!" And then it's like it has sort of a My Little Pony vibe to it, you know, the mansion, and you're finding like, you know, rainbows and stuff. Or if he's feeling vengeful and dark, ooh, and he's like, "You're playing tag with me now."
It's like a horror game kind of thing.
It feels like Alien Isolation.
Oh, sweet.
You know, it's that kind of hiding.
Interesting.
So you get a different experience each time.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
These are two really strong pitches, Chris.
Really? Wow.
Uncharacteristically strong pitches.
I'll take it. So which of these? If you had to greenlight one, which is it going to be? Is it Cruising USA or Tom Find?
I'm going to go with Tom Find because I like. But are you playing as Leah Remini?
I think you're playing as the way I.
She can be
it.
The voice in your head, like the Cortana character.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's pretty high concept.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
If I had to make a decision, I'd do it this way. Mm-hmm. There's single player mode where you can play as any of his celebrity friends, and each celebrity friend has a different like attribute. Like Will Smith is really fast. You can play as Vern Troyer, so he can hide in smaller places.
Nice.
But he moves a lot slower.
Is Vern Troyer dead?
No.
No, he just had his birthday, didn't he? I feel like I saw that somewhere.
I don't know.
He's dead.
Okay. Or there's asymmetric multiplayer, so you're either the hider or the finder.
Okay.
Right.
Do you get any weapons?
No.
Interesting.
But right. Tom Cruise has weapons.
Oh, cool. Okay, so if you find him, it's a battle. It's like a duel to the death when you do find him.
If he's in a really bad mood, like if you're in the Alien Isolation sort of gameplay experience, you really don't want to be found. If you're found before time runs out, then he will, samurai sword you.
Oh, sweet. Okay. I like that. Sticking with my green light.
Yeah, if I had to pick, it would definitely be Cruising USA. Mm. Although I will accuse you of figuring out a title and then moving backwards from there.
Pot Kettle Black.
Yeah, I know.
Pot Kettle Black.
No way, man. I had the idea for converting people to Scientology before, anyway, all to say, I think that's a little bit tighter and it's got a lot of elements, bringing back those hardware sales, cashing in on nostalgia for his movies, fun at parties because people get to act a fool.
Mm. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think of it as a party game, but totally.
Just Dance is a great party game, man.
All right. Well, there we go. Either of those could get made. I think the viewers will comment and tell us which one they think is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Max, what do you got for Tom Cruise?
Okay. Well, I've been playing a lot of Mario Odyssey. I think I've established that. So that figures into my pitch, and it's a game I like to call Cruise Odyssey. Tom Cruise Odyssey. Actually,
Tom Cruise Odyssey.
Let me get the right
image. That is...
There's Tom Cruise. All right? I know we're not supposed to do graven images of him, but at this point, they can come find me if they want.
Terrifying.
Oh, man.
So it is a little bit monstrous.
Just fell to the very bottom of the Uncanny Valley.
Okay, so much in keeping with a Mario Odyssey game, it's a lot like that in the narrative. So Tom Cruise's daughter, Suri, has been kidnapped by the evil Katie Holmes. So I didn't have time to do a lot of stuff because I 3D'd this guy and that takes a while. So imagine a Bowser Katie Holmes mashup and then you've got the bad guy. Now he's got to use all of his powers as a thetan to get her back and bring her around to the brilliant and beautiful ideologies of Scientology. All right. I know we've been bashing it, but now I'm a proponent of Scientology for the sake of this
pitch. For the sake of the pitch, yeah.
For the sake of the pitch,
you got to sell out for money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So instead of a hat that Tom Cruise uses his
wig.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that he has a wig or that he's wearing a toupee, and I'm not saying that it's super convincing, but if he was, that would be his weapon at this point. So that's called Harry instead of Cappy.
I don't know if you got that.
I like it. Yeah.
So he throws it at people, and he controls what they can do. So let's see here. What have I got here? That means he can get all kinds of special powers from his enemies, which will include the IRS, psychologists.
Right, the IRS.
Yeah. Leah Remini, just generally rational-minded people. And then when he's finally defeated the foes of Scientology, he can get his daughter back, and they can destroy the world together. And that's my pitch.
Destroy the world?
Well, that's what I assume that they want. I mean.
The day-to-day, the nuts and bolts, though, the gameplay, we're talking kind of similar to Mario Odyssey, little action, little platformer?
It's exactly the same thing.
It's a reskin.
Yeah, exactly. And then instead of the other villains that you get in Mario Odyssey, you get, IRS guys or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put an IRS t-shirt on one of those bunny rabbits and you're pretty much good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I want to give a description for our podcast listeners here. How would you describe Tom Cruise's look in this?
Well, he's smiling crazily, like he usually does.
Yeah.
He's wearing sort of a nice long sleeve, semi V-neck, which is fashionable, but not too, out there.
Yeah.
Wearing jeans, so he can, relate to the common man. He's got Mario gloves on.
His face to me looks like a cross between Tom Cruise and Mario.
Oh, interesting.
He seems like like thick and Italian somehow.
Yeah.
Well,
it's truly, truly the stuff of nightmares, what you've done here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. As long as it's terrifying.
Were you just going for like accuracy and verisimilitude, or did you have like an inspiration in mind? Did you work off an existing model of someone else?
Well, I worked off pictures of Tom Cruise. Yeah. Didn't have a whole lot of time, so I don't know if that comes off. His teeth are definitely off center, which is Tom Cruise staple.
Yeah, nice.
You know, they're perfectly straight, but they're just off center.
Oh, nice.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Check cool. that out.
Well, as much as I love this 3D model, and I think that we should see him in other things, mm-hmm. I would like to see him do other things. Maybe even replace Tom Cruise in some of his movies.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
Maybe just a face replace?
Yeah, maybe just a face replace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never want to see it again.
I don't think it's improving on Mario Odyssey.
Interesting.
No,
interesting.
I think it's kind of a step down.
Yep.
Some of the charm is lost.
Yep.
Right.
Red light.
Okay, interesting, interesting. I'll tell that to my Scientology friends.
Oh.
See how they feel.
Oh.
We're going to move on to Godzilla. We've all prepared pitches on Godzilla. Quick reminder, you should go to, you should find a link in the description, to go tell us which topics we should do in the future, because we're running out of ideas, classically. Here we go.
Okay, yeah.
Godzilla.
Dan,
what do you got?
Godzilla, Overdose on Destruction.
Oh, whoa. Good title.
A little context here. I saw Rampage last night, advanced screening. The monsters eat a lot of people. You know what? Sure. We're going to beep that out. They fuck up a lot of shit, and they eat a lot of helicopters. One of the things I thought was really funny is that, like, the helicopters and planes, like, these are devices that can fly. They can go as high as they want, barring the atmosphere. And they're like, okay, moving into biting range. And they're always just like right there. So the monster is just like, dude, you can fly. Don't get that close. I would have thought that would be obvious. Anyway,
like, are you shooting a slingshot? You have like a
yeah,
like
do you have to get, like, you're not coming in to poke them. You have missiles and weapons. Anyway, so my idea, hence Overdose on Destruction.
Nice.
You are a military commander who is facing an unstoppable kaiju. Your weapons are completely useless against them. Your only hope is to send the right combination of brave troops and vehicles into the waiting jaws of the monster in order to make them sleepy, sluggish, and with any luck, poisoned off their terrible diet.
Oh.
The difficulty will rest in trying to figure out what your monster likes to eat. Does he ignore your infantry and go straight for the Apache helicopters? Mm. Or does he have a hankering for the Navy, perhaps? So your goal is not to fight it, but to fight it by eating it, by allowing it to eat your troops,
right
combination of troops.
Right.
Interesting. That's like the plot from the original Godzilla. They're trying to like make it go to sleep for a while. And I think they throw a train into its mouth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, full of like sedatives. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we go.
Awesome.
It reminds me, and maybe it's just because I've been playing it on and off for a long time now, but it reminds me of The Witcher 3 a little bit in that, like, well, you're reacting like
because
that's
crazy. Because you have to diagnose the monster
exactly.
with the right thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So I wonder if they're... I'd like to see more of that, you know, instead of it just being like a guessing game, like you throw them 100, you know, paratroopers and it makes them stronger, so it's not paratroopers.
Right.
If there's like some folk lore or folk tales, you do something, you accrue knowledge somehow
There will be different kaiju. There will be different kaiju. So I think each one, and like, you know, they're generally themed around certain real life animals or something like that, like a giant ape. Mm-hmm. Or a giant lizard or something like that. So I think, you know, if there's like a Mothra or something comes to town, you know, you send your shock troopers in, your flamethrower guys, because he's attracted to flames.
Flame.
Yeah.
Sure.
Moth to flame. One thing I just wanted, side note, Witcher, when you're, you know, when you're examining the bodies and you're like, scratches, must be a... There's scratches on literally every one of those bodies, and he's always like, oh, this must be a Jabberwocky. And you're just like, what? Like, everything gets torn to shreds. Like... That's like why you found the body.
That's right.
Anyway.
This body's dead. Must be Nekomara.
Yeah, and you're like, what? How did you figure that out? Don't get me wrong. Love those scenes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the best.
Good for world building.
Yeah. So do you see, like, is it literally just the troops that you're feeding him?
No, you can definitely cordon off certain parts of the population, you know, or send some civilian vehicles in there.
What do you mean, certain parts of the population?
Yeah. Oh, it's just like, you know, if there's like a music festival happening, so you try to like tempt him towards the music festival so he eats all the druggies at the music festival, or inhales too much dust, because everyone knows that music festivals are
just
dust bowls of death.
I think you're skating dangerously close to either class warfare or genocide with that aspect.
You sound like
these
monsters are genocidal to begin with. Actually, you know what? Okay, you know what? Just the military then. If we wanna keep it good, just military and other government services.
Now, are the soldiers cool with that? Like, you tell them, hey, you're going.
Soldiers don't know. They think they're fighting.
Oh, okay.
But because in all these movies, the soldiers stand perfectly still, going until they die.
Right, right, right. So the point is to get them there, not tell them that they're gonna get eaten.
Well, you're from a particularly patriotic nation, and your soldiers are full of patriotic zeal. So they're totally down.
What if they're hopped up on steroids? Child,
quite literally.
And then the kaiju eats that, and then the kaiju.
That could be a certain division of your troops.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it plays kind of like a real-time strategy tower defense thing, where you have to prevent the monster from getting to a certain point. But like the destruction is inevitable, I must say.
So okay. Everyone's gonna die no matter what.
Not everyone. The point is actually to minimize how many people die. Because you don't want to feed him stuff that he actually doesn't like, because then those are wasted lives, hardware.
What if you do like the Roland Emmerich Godzilla and just have a bunch of fish instead of like wasting your troops? And then.
Well, that's not funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, you want to keep your guys.
Also, why don't you do what Roland Emmerich did? Let's just let that sentence just sit out there for a while.
I mean, it's one of the best Godzilla movies, so I don't know why.
Whoa!
Matthew Broderick, Jean Reno.
But how
about. He's from France.
But so is this funny?
Oh yeah.
Okay. See this I missed this.
That's where I got confused.
It's really?
It's like a tower defense, like overhead view, like classic Dune 2.
Something like that.
That model. Mm. Okay, but like with a funny feeling.
What is not funny about monsters eating large amounts of military personnel?
I agree. Okay, like the original Rampage game.
Like the original Rampage game, exactly. Except like, you know. That's what I was thinking. At the end of the movie, spoiler alert for Rampage, the monster eats a villain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like, dude, that, like, he's gonna poop out that lady's skeleton.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, sorry. But, like,
wait,
you know,
see him poop out the skeleton?
No, you know it's gonna happen. It has to happen. Because that's how, you know, it's
an animal. They're setting up the sequel.
They're setting up skeleton poop. But all to say, like, these monsters have eaten a huge amount of crap by the end of the movie. Yeah. Like, you know, they've eaten buildings, they've eaten cars, they've eaten people.
I just
figure that can't be good for a monster's metabolism, so maybe we can use that against it.
Yeah. I don't get that, like, why they're eating metal. So they're still eating a helicopter, right? Which is made of metal. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they made of so that's okay? If I ate, like, a tiny Hot Wheels car,
it's not clear, but in the movie, these monsters sustained, like, drone strikes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna green light this. It was almost a red. I'm gonna be honest, but then I understood the feeling of it.
Yeah. The tone.
Interesting. Okay. Max. I'll green light it because I don't like peer pressure, and I think.
Yeah. Fall in line.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Weirdo. that's the meanest insult I know. Here we go.
Weirdo.
Godzilla. Here's what I got. I'm calling this Capoeira Kaiju.
Whoa.
So.
What's it about?
I'm glad you asked. I kind of went far afield on the platform last time by pitching something for Kinect. I'm going to do the same thing here. This is a Nintendo Labo game project thing. Now, I haven't really read about how Labo works. I just kind of saw the first teaser trailer for it. But for those who don't know, Nintendo has genetically engineered some sentient cardboard whose only biological imperative is to do your bidding. So I want those ghost boxes to become better kaiju
than
the original kaiju. Don't interrupt me.
Is that real? Because that's amazing.
Not how it works.
Than the kaiju ever were. So naturally this means that instead of moving like a dude in a stiff rubber suit, these new cardboard kaiju practice the ultimate martial art, capoeira, or Brazilian dance fighting. This is great because it gives the whole GCU, or Godzilla Cinematic Universe, a much-needed reboot and takes it out of, you know, boring old Japan and into sunny Brazil, which is like a living hell on Earth that I believe has untapped narrative and gameplay potential as an overall setting.
I'm sorry, how did you just refer to Brazil?
A living hell on Earth untapped potential.
You're trying to tap that potential by introducing cardboard.
Yes, exactly. Sentient cool. cardboard. Awesome. So
I have to come back to that, but yeah, go
so
ahead.
Your magic kaiju cardboard will fight each other, and you can buy more magic Nintendo box meat. So it upgrades your little Godzilla into like a mecha Godzilla or like a three-headed Godzilla or an eight-armed Godzilla, and their AI will learn to become better fighters, and then, I mean, to play devil's advocate, like, I'm a little bit worried about the kaiju becoming too powerful and big and learning to cooperate.
Because they're basically AI and you're training them to take over.
Yeah, I mean, they're made of cardboard, but it could get out of hand. I'm a little bit worried that like they'll kind of become like a Dawson's Creek Trapper Keeper, you know, mm-hmm. that old South Park episode.
Yeah.
And that they'll then go and take over the Amazon.
Like a Tetsuo at the end of Akira.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's honestly the only thing that I don't absolutely love about this game concept. And this will really be a console seller for Nintendo Labo, which I guess mm-hmm. is also a console.
Interesting. I have a few questions/notes. Is this sentient cardboard thing a real thing?
It's a Nintendo Labo. Yeah, that's how I understand it.
Uh huh. Okay.
That's how it works.
I feel like you understand that like I understand Scientology. Where it's like, right.
But this is a real thing. This is like, there's ads for it. Okay. Scientology is an ideology. This is like a consumer product.
Oh, I see. So you're
saying
Scientology is just not a real religion?
No, that's not what I said.
Anyway,
I said
my question is, you're getting the cardboard to grow and become kaiju?
Yeah, like you see in the Nintendo Labo trailer, you kind of build it and then you control it with your Switch, I think.
Interesting.
And you build onto it and you add it and they kind of become things, you know, like little machines, mm-hmm. little creatures, and they start thinking for themselves and working together. And
are you sure
building.
It's not a, like a dream you had and like you want it to be a thing?
I mean, I'd love to take credit for this, but like this was Nintendo's dream.
Okay.
This is,
okay.
You know, they dreamed this up, not me. I'm just, you know, benefiting from their dream.
From their technology. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's my first problem. My second would be, the ultimate martial art is capoeira? I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, that is a fact. That is.
That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I practice too. So.
It's the only one you practice. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's the ultimate one.
Well, that's why I practice it because I did just,
Google. Why would you do anything but the best?
What is the ultimate the martial art? And it was capoeira.
Okay, Google said that.
Someone said it. Yeah.
Someone said it. Okay, great.
Dustin Hoffman in Meet the Parkers.
Oh, that's true. Okay. All right. You can't argue with that. I think that's it for my questions. Also, so yeah, you're going to train the AI to take over the Amazon, possibly.
No, I mean, that's a possible
end
that's
game.
Just a possible.
Possible end game.
Okay, end game. So that's something that you might be planning.
I'm not planning it.
Okay, I see. Interesting.
I mean, unless I can figure out a way to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like cardboard in the Amazon is a sort of a bad mix.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a great point. You know, it's way too humid in the rainforest, mm-hmm. so the cardboard won't last. It'll rot. So there's no harm. So there you go. Strike that that whole world domination thing that I unless
strike
they expand
it. Okay.
Past
you ready
Amazon.
To give us a thumbs up or down?
Well, if you have questions, I want to listen to his answers to your questions. Then I can get a better idea of whether I'm.
Oh no, I'm set.
Oh, okay, great, perfect. So I'm gonna thumbs down this idea, just because it sounds dangerous for everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much my reasoning too. I just feel like I don't want to live under the boot of cardboard overlords.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right, well, fair enough. You can't win them all, I guess.
No, I mean, the state of the world right now is already kind of iffy. I don't want to add giant cardboard kaijus to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know you said that's not exactly how Labo works, but it's pretty close, right?
It's.
I mean, I didn't go to a demonstration of it like you did. You went to an event where they showed you how to use it.
I was the only adult. Nothing but children there. It's not quite how it works, but...
pretty close.
Pretty close. Pretty
all
close.
Right, cool. Those are our main pitches. Time for the lightning round before we wrap things up.
You didn't do Godzilla.
Oh, shit. I did it again. I always skip over Matt.
That's okay.
And
okay.
I call Max Matt.
I don't know what to do here.
All right, let's hear it. Max, what do you got for us?
Okay, so in order to really flesh out this pitch, I did some research. By research, I mean I watched a lot of Godzilla movies. Mm. So I don't know if you guys have watched Godzilla movies before.
Very little.
Maybe caught some every now and then. Okay, like there's the amazing Roland Emmerich Godzilla. But apparently before that, Japan had some Godzilla movies that they did.
Oh, I did not.
Like, oh, really, Japan?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Apparently going back to the 50s or something, they had Godzilla and then they just kept building on it until we made it better.
get out of town.
So that's what I'm trying to do with this pitch. But anyway.
They have like a long history of lizards and stuff, so it was probably really relevant over there when it was released.
I think so. They got lizards and like giant robots.
I'm really hoping a disclaimer is on the screen. Right
oh,
now.
Why? Just... What do you mean?
It's your channel. You can put whatever
oh,
you want.
Oh, it's true, eh?
Okay, cool.
Oh, I have to, I'm responsible for
you
that.
You can just bleep all of this out.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Max.
No, that's fine. So in order to do that, I watched some Godzilla movies. One of them was Final Wars, which I was told had all the monsters in it, or at least most of them. Mm. And it's literally the worst movie I've ever seen. Like, hands down, the worst. And I know like there's probably a lot of people on the internet that aren't going to like that, but it's just not good. And then I decided to follow that up with Netflix's Godzilla movie, the Monster Planet one. Hmm. So I don't know, are we still...
Is that animated?
It's animated. It's completely anime. Well, completely anime with a lot of CGI robots and stuff.
Wow.
I think there's robots. Are we still sponsored by Netflix? Can I give
a
review?
No, we were never sponsored.
We're never sponsored by
Netflix. All right. That's
that,
fine.
This is like an ongoing thing about WatchMojo. We're not sponsored by Netflix.
Okay, I mean, yeah. If I asked you and we were or you were sponsored by Netflix, you would tell me no. But it could
no,
be
no, we have to say yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like Entrapment.
Oh, interesting, interesting. All right. Yeah. So that movie was also terrible. But
Entrapment?
Entrapment was pretty good. I'm talking about Godzilla. The Monster Planet one.
So
nothing happens for 45 minutes, and then Godzilla shows up. So, barring that, I put all the research away. I decided no more movies. I would play some games, get some ideas from there. So the first game I picked up was Shadow of the Colossus. Now, Shadow of the Colossus is a good game, sort of.
it's
a good game. So Godzilla, Shadow of the Colossus, they connect now. You know, I put them together in a game I like to call Shadow of the Kaiju. Mm. All right, Shadow of the Kaiju is a lot like Shadow of the Colossus, but instead of colossuses, you have kaiju. Right?
Get out.
Yeah. I mean, if the title doesn't spoil it for you, the rest will.
But you still have shadows.
Some shadows.
Okay, so
yeah. Meet Takeshi. He's our protagonist. Takeshi's father was a prominent scientist in Japan's Anomaly Research Division who was tragically obliterated when Godzilla used the Tokyo government building as a baseball bat in his fight with King Ghidorah.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. Takeshi has vowed revenge, and now, donning his father's lab coat, he endeavors to destroy Godzilla and the kaiju once and for all. Okay, so we start the game off with this, like, good, nice, cold open where he's a young man and he's in a building with his father, and then Godzilla shows up and destroys everything, and he loses his right arm. So that's replaced with a bionic arm.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. So after that, now older, Takeshi is equipped with an experimental multi-tool javelin gun. So I got a gun here.
Sweet.
A belt of mini nukes, so he could take on these kaijus, but he's not going to take them on directly. So a lot like in Shadow of the Colossus, the point is to travel through what's going to be battle-ravaged Tokyo.
Sweet.
Find the kaiju and journey up their bodies to plant the mini nukes in the strategic spots so we can blow them up.
Mm. Very sweet.
Yeah. On your climb up the kaiju, you'll encounter various enemies, like parasites on that kaiju, kind of like in Cloverfield,
mm-hmm.
Like all those stuff come off. And then you can fight them like hand-to-hand or with your gun. Anyway, in the game, it's going to be a little bit like Breath of the Wild, where you can engage the kaiju at any time in any order through the game. But if you aren't prepared, you're going to get annihilated. Okay. So you have to collect the necessary equipment throughout the science centers of Japan, various gadgets, weapons, artillery, and even customizable costumes that can improve your chances, like your climbing skills, your radiation immunity.
Ooh.
And like what we know about kaiju is that they're radioactive.
Yep. Right.
So on the way, you'll also have to collect radiation pills in order to complete the ascents.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's going to be some sweet DLC, too. Like, you can unlock different kaiju. Like, King Kong, I think, makes an appearance in one of the movies.
Nice.
So, and in the upcoming movies, too. but much like in Shadow of the Colossus, and this is going to be a huge spoiler for a 13-year-old game, there's a twist at the end. The kaiju were actually guardians of the planet Earth, protectors of the nature and all that, and the purity.
Right.
And you just killed them all. So now having beat the game, you defeated all the monsters, you've doomed Earth to its inevitable fiery fate.
Ooh.
Yeah, at the hands of mankind, its true enemy.
Oh.
So who's the monster now? It's you.
It's us.
You're the monster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never seen a horror movie play out like that.
Right. Mm. You know, there's never usually any twists in horror movies or any kind of kaiju movies.
No.
Smooth sailing all the way through.
Exactly. So here you'll have, I just did a quick mock-up of Godzilla.
Sweet.
He's going to be about 350 feet tall, so that's 35 stories if we're going by building heights.
Wow.
So you'll be climbing up the tail here, getting through all these spikes. There's going to be a lot more details to it. I mean, this is really
quick. Yeah.
But then you'll meet your enemies up there. That's him straight on.
Wow.
He's not very happy. And
never is really.
Yeah, no, he's always kind of angry. This is one of the parasites you'll meet on the way up. Yeah, he's got freaky spider eyes and like arms like that, and you have to fight him and kill him.
Hook arms.
Gross crab legs, not just crab legs.
Gross crab legs. Crab legs. You don't want to see that on anything. It's gross.
Not delicious ones.
It's freaking gross.
Well, you could theoretically
delicious
eat it.
Crab legs.
Yeah. But he is radioactive.
A lot of meat on those bones.
Yeah. So and then throughout the game, I mean, you'll encounter all the Godzilla staples like King Ghidorah, who's that three-headed golden dragon thing.
Mothra.
Angiosaurus. I mean, I don't know the names by heart, but there's a lot of them. And yeah, you'll have to.
Everyone from the GCU.
Everyone from the GCU.
Yeah. It really was a GCU if you like look at it, because like they started in different movies and then they all teamed up to fight. I think it was Fight King, whatever his name was, the gold-headed one.
Yeah.
He's one of the. If I'm going by Final Wars, it turns out we're fighting aliens from the future, but they're
sweet.
The real bad guy.
There's this cliche in writing for science fiction and fantasy, or science fiction especially, that like the end result, the answer at the end, is always either aliens or time travel.
Yeah.
And that time it's both.
Well, yeah. I mean, Japan likes to take it up a notch. And
they do.
Yeah.
So here's what I like about Shadow of the Kaiju.
Okay.
I like the level progression and the skills. I like that it's building off of successes of like a really a classic and well-loved game.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go back to the picture of Takeshi? I'm just curious.
That's Takeshi.
Is he wearing a jock strap?
No, that's just his pants. He's got a huge package. So that comes out in the drawing.
It looks like he's actually stuffed a long tailed shirt into there. Like, you know, I'm noticing a good stuff.
I see,
maybe he's like stuffed his cod piece
with
a bit of his shirt.
That's a good theory, but no, he's like really well hung. That's part of the game.
Huh.
Like you'll get, you know, how he got a
I'd really have to ask the original artist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he's not here right now, but I'll let him know.
I was also curious about if we go forward to the 3D model of Godzilla from the front view, there's nothing happening between Godzilla's legs.
I like that you guys are bringing this up because this is a theme throughout my artwork.
No, that's not his tail, Chris.
Oh, that's not his tail that
that's
I see there.
Oh.
I thought it was like a shadow of his tail.
It's not his tail.
No, that's...
He's dropping a giant.
It's a giant package, yeah.
That's
what
giant
Godzilla
package.
And Takeshi have in common
is
that they have a huge... You know,
there's going to be a decent amount of female fan service in this game.
Yeah. Clearly. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know how Japan is all about female fan service.
Fan service for female fans is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I was just curious about that. These are the things that I don't know come into my creative mind.
I understand. I mean, I spend the most time drawing those parts. So yeah.
When you're doing 3D modeling, I see that you have a scale beside here that says 350 feet.
Mm-hmm.
He's 350 feet tall. Does it take a lot longer to do like a really tall 3D model?
If I'm making it in real time, 350 feet tall, it takes a long time.
Oh,
so
man.
I have to get up at least a 35-story building and really like model the clay from there down.
Oh, I meant on like digitally.
Oh, I see. No. This takes like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But I didn't realize that you make massive 3D clay models like that.
I thought that's what you were asking. Yeah.
I think it'd be cool if like you could kind of foreshadow that twist at the end by having little things that like that glorify Godzilla. Like I can imagine in that cold open when he smacks the other monster with the building.
Mm-hmm.
If there's like that is the final blow that like kills the other monster. It's not just like one blow and they move on. It's like that is the death stroke, you know? Godzilla really did something good there. And maybe there's like kind of a subplot with this cult of people who like worship Godzilla and are trying to stop Takeshi. Like when he's on the ground between kaiju.
Right, like Scientologists? They're sort of coming after?
We're coming back to that, eh?
Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
I wasn't, but yeah.
Because if you go back to the Scientology pitch, they are trying to destroy the world. Maybe this is how they're doing it.
Remake the world in their image.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway,
this sounds pretty epic.
I say green light.
Yeah, as long as we got a AAA budget here, I'm fully down.
Okay, that's all I'm accepting. Nothing under that.
Okay, sweet.
Sweet! Let's get to Stephen King, which is our very quick pitch lightning round. Dan, what do you got for Stephen King?
Okay, so it's, all right, I was inspired by a tweet that Ben Shapiro actually tweeted out in response to Stephen King.
Huh.
And Ben Shapiro was like, "Meh, you wrote a book about a bunch of teens having a gangbang when they stopped a monster in the sewer." Meh. And it's a good impression.
He did.
He did. But anyway, but like Stephen King has written a huge amount of books, and a lot of fucked up shit has happened in all of his books, most of all of his books.
But rarely a child gangbang.
Rarely. Okay, fair
rarely.
Enough. But there's a lot of you'd be surprised. So essentially, it's Cards Against Humanity, where a number of people submit their answers, and then they have to vote on to which one is the funniest. But it's a tweet responder, so you're responding to things, and you get to just take different plot points from Stephen King's books, mash them together to make the funniest response. It was like, you made a book where this guy ejaculates, every time he crushes someone's skull with a ghost that he had sex with. Mm. You know,
that sounds like a book that I've read from Stephen King.
It happened. It happened. Like that's actually two separate Dark Tower plot points.
I see.
I like it. Green light.
Yeah, green light, definitely.
Yeah, three. Okay, this is called a small town in Maine. It's a mobile game, kind of like Farmville. It begins with just one big creepy house on a hill where Stephen King lives, and you work at building up the small main town around it, like enabling the quaint townspeople to do their quaint cottage industries, like trapping lobster and hemming dresses and building cottages. And all this earns you resources that you can then spend to attract creepy weirdos, ancient spirits, portals, and teen gangbangs, and other things that Stephen King can observe from his hilltop, inspiring more best-selling novels.
Just one question. Can you retroactively bury Native Americans under people's houses?
Oh, yeah. They're discovered, like, all the time.
Oh, okay, sweet.
You know?
Okay.
Like a poltergeist scenario? Where
yeah,
you
exactly.
Take them out,
wait, oh, that was poltergeist.
Them.
But wait.
No, I mean, okay. It's also
Pet Cemetery. Had
Pet Cemetery had the burial grounds. Yeah, the ground ones, oh.
Ground on sour.
A lot of history down that road.
For sure. Yeah, there'd be like
that, if that guy's in it, I'm down.
Oh yeah, there'd be old timey New England patriot. No, old timey New England accents all over the place.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Green light.
Right, green light.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Anything Stephen King. Okay, so Stephen King literally won't stop writing books.
Can't be stopped.
He can't be stopped. At current count, according to Google, and I quote, Google says this, at least 97 books is what he's written so far.
That's a lot of books.
Yeah. So even Google doesn't know how many he's written. Like, that's how many books he's got going. So in this pitch, it's kind of like in Goosebumps, you know, the whimsical Jack Black motion picture.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? All of Stephen King's books have come to life. Mm-hmm. And then you have to walk around as a protagonist of this game. It's your job to seal them back in their rightful place. And then at the end, kill Stephen King before he can write again.
This is actually... That's actually rather similar to Deep into the Dark Tower. Like, all of reality is coming apart, and Stephen King's a character, and...
Right. I think, like, isn't there 7 Dark Tower books? I think, like,
yeah.
Crams everything in there.
There's an 8th, actually, now.
Oh, God.
Motherfucker.
Jesus. Yeah, he's got to stop. But you will play as the Gunslinger, so if this isn't already a book, it's going to become a game.
There you go.
So you've made the Dark Tower game.
There you go.
I've made the Dark Tower game.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
And you have made it because I'm greenlighting it.
Green light.
Awesome. Great.
Awesome. Great. Well, that's it. Those are our pitches. Thanks to Dan. You did some. Dan, were you 3 for 3 on this one?
I was 3 for 3.
Wow, impressive. I wonder if we've ever done that before. I don't know.
We have a replay of myself. Let's have an instant replay of my victory celebration.
Yeah, you could edit that into there. No problem.
I can.
So that's it for PvP, pitch versus pitch. This is our 5th episode. We want to keep making more. Leave a comment, a review wherever you're watching or listening to this. And follow the links in the description of the video to tell us which pitches we should do next. Give us topics. We need some more. Max, thanks for coming back.
Nice. Always a pleasure. Great art.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Manny in the control room. Subscribe to Mojo Plays for more great PvP action and new videos pretty much every day now.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.